This winter, 39 football bowl games have invited 78 teams to play in their stadiums. Sounds great, right? But Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon argues that's way too many, and besides, for most bowls, the stands are empty and the schools lose money. So why do this?
The people who run all 39 college football bowl games recently picked the 78 teams they want to showcase this holiday season, even though there are only 130 teams to choose from. In other words, they've got to dip into the bottom half of teams just to fill the bowls. What used to be a great honor 50 years ago, when there were only 10 bowl games for 20 top teams, is now just another game on the schedule for every program that can still field a mildly competitive team. Contrary to popular belief, most bowl teams lose big money on these trips because the bowls require them to pay for thousands of tickets their fans do not want to buy. The long list of bowls includes many unwieldy names like the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl, the Academy Sports Plus One Outdoors Texas Bowl, and the San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl. Here's a tip. If they need more than one word before bowl, it is not a very good one. My personal favorite, the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl, which is named for a fictional pirate or a bunch of badass lawnmowers. I'm not sure. The DXL Frisco Bowl is naturally located in, you guessed it, Frisco, Texas. The Belk Bowl sounds like the large plastic vessel we hurry to grab when our 3-year-old son has the stomach flu. Need to belk, boy? Quick, grab the bowl! The Auto Nation Cure Bowl invited two teams from Louisiana to travel to Orlando, while the New Orleans Bowl invited two teams from Tennessee and North Carolina to travel to, yes, Louisiana. I don't get it either. Why go to all this trouble when so many fans and players just don't care? Here's a hint. Of the 40 postseason bowl games, 32 of them, 80%, are broadcast by ESPN. Guess who loves this crazy system? Still, you might be interested to know Western Michigan will travel to Boise to play in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. But if Idaho's potatoes really were that famous, would you have to call it that? Whatever. I think I know what those players will be eating at the official banquet. Eastern Michigan University's 7-5 record earned the Eagles an invitation to play in the Raycom Media Camellia Bowl in Montgomery, Alabama. That might not sound like much, but that's Eastern's second bowl invitation in 3 years, after a three-decade drought. Kudos. But Eastern Michigan football still loses millions of dollars every year, dollars the students provide with 10% of their in-state tuition. Hats off to Coach Chris Creighton and his team, but they should fold the program and Creighton should move on to a better job. He's that good. Michigan State struggled through a disappointing 7-5 season. The Spartans have been rewarded, or punished, with a trip to the Red Box Bowl in Santa Clara, California. If head coach Mark D'Antonio does not replace his offensive coordinator, Dave Warner, whose offense truly is offensive, you should expect more of the same next year. Michigan had a much better season, but their fans are disappointed to be going to the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. Is anybody happy with this system? The worst part? After most schools lose money on a game their fans don't want to pay for, and players lose vacation time in a bowl most of them don't want to play in, half the teams still lose. Happy holidays!